This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. This month's general meeting on Thursday the 19th of October will feature a presentation and talk by Mass, J87FAS, about his ARRL DX1 award and his many years in amateur radio and his investiture into the ARRL Hall of Fame. I look forward to it with great anticipation. If you are keen to attend the Astronomy in the Park event with Kim Thalassoudis, then you need to register on the Eventbrite webpage that he has set up. All the details are in the email for the week. Don't forget, you have to pay $5 per person into the AHARS bank account. The details are in the email. Please add your name and call sign in the comments section. There will be a mobile number posted to contact should the weather be inclement and the event unable to go ahead. Clouds and rain do not mix with telescopes outside. Bring your chair and possibly a table to make it easier to eat your dinner, and make sure you have a suitable warm clothing. Don't forget, if you'd be interested in participating in a workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to build a Balun suitable for an off-centre fed OCF dipole, to drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We're planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we're hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We're hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. The AHARS annual dinner is to be held on the 19th of November this year at the Belair Hotel. Unfortunately, due to building renovations, we may not be in the same location as previous years, but we are sure that they will do all they can to accommodate us appropriately as a group. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that's of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 a day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all from me now, so stay happy, keep making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and communication enthusiasts. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of WISA Australia and its committee. The next WISA Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday the 14th of October and will be held at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Goonoog. So save the date, 14th of October, into your diaries and calendar now so you don't miss out on this event. The guest presenter of the day will be Lewis, VK5FLY, who is the President of WISA Australia, presenting on whether WISA Australia is a dad's army or not. Following on from the presentation, there will be an open forum debrief on the Barossa Rally, in what worked well and what didn't, and how we can continue to improve our service to the community. There will also be an information session on the up-and-coming Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held on the 17th to the 19th of November 2023. which is why South Australia and its volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistics support services for. This meeting will also be televised live via Zoom by Arno VK5ZAR, who is our Senior Technical Officer, to all WISE members and those that are listed on the WISE SA email contact list, for the benefit of those persons unable to attend the meeting in person. An email will be sent to you early next week with the invite and an attached link, so you're able to log into the Zoom broadcast live on the day. The broadcast will also be recorded and placed on the social media at a later time for viewing in your own time. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. Doors open around 10 a.m. on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day at the next social get-together. That will be held on Saturday the 40th of October. And don't forget to vote on this day for the referendum. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. The next major event that WISE South Australia will be covering is the Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 17th to the 19th of November across the Adelaide Hills region. This rally is a full tarmac rally and no dirt is involved in this event. WISE South Australia's highly professional and skilled volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistics support for this event across the 3 days. The event is top class and contains the latest high-end Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Aston Martins, McLarens, Bentleys, Lotus and a range of other fully exotic vehicles. If you love quality vehicles and high performance, this is your chance to get up close to these vehicles as a WISE South Australian volunteer. There are volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. And what a great way to utilise your radio skills and equipment. A fuel reimbursement contribution will provide to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event as a WISE South Australian volunteer on the Rally SA website, and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the WISE and volunteer link. You can also register the event by contacting the President of WISE South Australia via the contact links on the WISE South Australian webpage, or just Google us or check WISE SA out on the Facebook page. Each volunteer will receive a free limited edition collector's shirt along with a goodies gift box from the event organisers. This has been Dave of EK5LSB and on behalf of the WISE South Australian Committee saying thank you for listening and look forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or catching up at the WISE South Australian Social Get Together Barbecue, which is on the 14th of October with doors opening from 10 a.m. 73 all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. After several weeks of hinting at some news, I am now in a position to actually tell you about some of it. Norbert, VK5 Mike Quebec, will be flying down to Casey Base in Antarctica in a week or two. He will again be operating as VK0 Alpha India, time permitting. He will again be taking his ICOM IC7300 and an AH4 auto tuner. At the present time, he is setting up EQSL and Logbook of the World accounts for this trip. Norbert expects to be very busy while at Casey as the team have numerous projects and tasks to complete during their stay. The station will be a hive of activity over the summer period with numerous flights in and out scheduled, support for the Denman Glacier Field Party, installation support for 4G cell plus station resupply and infrastructure upgrades. Obviously, amateur radio must take a back seat to these activities. We wish Norbert bon voyage and a safe return. You will have to wait a little longer for the other news that I've been hinting at for quite a while now, but it is not far away. Our coffee mornings seem to be gaining momentum as more club members realise how enjoyable they are. We have had to arrange extra seating for the last two or three, which is great to see. We would be delighted to actually run out of room, but that might be a bit of an ambitious wish. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, next Friday night's meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be a presentation by Linton, VK5FLYN, who will be informing us all about the Citizens Radio Monitoring Service in the Gawler and Barossa Valley area. So, never mind the ominous date of Friday the 13th, get on to the Modbury West Community Hall by 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And, of course, all the usual tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available on the night. And the Northeast Radio Club meeting on Friday the 27th of October will be Tony, VK3JED, who will be telling us all about ham radio over IP, DMR, free DMR, and other multi-mode networks, starting with VOIP in the mid-1990s, and the early experiments up to the present day with digital modes such as DMR, M17 and multi-mode networks. Now, this talk will be on the free DMR talk group 969, as well as YSF 50535 and M17-432D, All-Star 27154, and Dale, VK5ZSH, will be present during the show and will be showing us a lot of the hardware that's involved. And I believe he's been working hard on some of it during the week. So that should be very good. So come along on that night and find out all about the digital modes. Well, that's all for this week. I'm all ready for the race at Bathurst. I've got lots of popcorn, potato crisps and Coke, so I'm going to isolate myself in front of the telly. Go David Reynolds! 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or perhaps good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next event is our monthly fox hunt, coming up on Friday the 13th of October, where there'll be three transmitters hidden within a 5 kilometre radius of the start location defined. We start at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30pm, with liaison on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater during the hunt. The frequencies of the foxes are 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4MHz, with more details available on the AREG website. Our monthly meeting is on Friday the 20th of October, and for this month's talk, Scott, VK2JAX, will be presenting on the basics of astrophotography. This talk will be presented via Zoom from the Tamworth Astronomy and Science Centre, weather permitting, and will include live demonstrations of their premier instrument, the 34-inch Hewitt camera. Finally, don't forget that Sunday the 26th of November is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This will be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility, in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9am and buyers at 10am. We've already got a few commercial vendors lined up, including ConnectVK and QSL Comms, with more to be announced. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings for sellers will be opening shortly, so keep an eye out on the AREG website for more information on how to book your spot. As usual, for more information on the upcoming events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.